You know, a lot of the bands that come out and they get a feel and they blow up the charts like that. Sometimes bands have a tendency to be, you know, arrogant and shitty. And they were the complete opposite. And they just raced so hard. But the coolest part about it was just the five of those guys. Their song was the top, or their band was the top song in the nation. And they didn't have a sound guy. They didn't have a merch dude. They didn't have a bus. They were still traveling in a 15-passenger van. Like, they were just living it, dude, doing it right.
Those guys hustle.
When I saw that, it instantly made me respect them a million times more. Just, they do it the way we do it. Just foul, dirty, and rock and roll.
Those guys are a great example of exactly what you're talking about, of just hard work and getting after it. I mean, here's a, before Adelita's Way had their first single on the radio, before they were doing anything, while they were still a band, Rick, the lead singer, was living in his car in Las Vegas, Nevada. Living in his car.
He told me that, yeah.
I mean, those guys appreciate every single damn dollar McCheeseburger that they earn, dude. No joke.
And, dude, once again, it is just a testament to what they are and who they are and their ethic, their work ethic to have. I mean, they had the number one song, dude, and they had nobody. They weren't paying extra for anything. They were just doing it right. I mean, the guys, they have a bit, their business model is proper, man. They kick ass.
So if there was some advice that you could give to a newer band starting out on the scene, trying to get on the road, trying to make a record, would it be to stay independent as long as you can and learn from other bands that are doing it? Or if somebody was offered a record deal right out of the gate, would you say, you know what, go ahead and sign, or what?
All right, so to not be cliche about it, I know what I'm probably supposed to say with that question is, you know, I'm supposed to be the wise, you know, Morgan Freeman character and have all the right words. Dude, if I was a kid, man, and I had a band and, you know, we had a deal come across the table, I wouldn't turn it down. You're right. Thinking about it now, I mean, you know, I've been touring and playing music for over 10 years, man. And, it's with the way that we have it set up ourselves, it's very odd, man. To be able to do it independently is very, very difficult. But once you can press that, you know, that peak point where you can actually begin to make money and keep it independent, from a business standpoint, it makes much more sense. And you are respected more and you have more control over what happens. You know, it happens to a lot of bands. A lot of bands will sign huge deals and, you know, labels will come in and they'll take you out. They'll buy you food. They'll send you places. You know, they'll do all this and that and promise you the moon and the earth and everything else. And at the end of the day, it all falls apart. And it's dangerous, dude. Absolutely. If you can keep it independent, by all means. In the end, it works out better for you. And it's a shit ton of fun, man. But at the same time, I don't think any kid's going to turn down, you know, an advance check and a promise of stardom. In the end, it's just a bunch of bullshit.
It's a cutthroat industry, and you got to watch your back. And that's sad to say, dude, because it's rock and roll, but that's the way the world works.
You know what, man? That's all right. We're just going to continue to kill it because bands are going to keep coming, and we're just going to keep making sure that nobody can forget about rock and roll. Dude, everyone says rock's dead, but that's full of shit. Dude, rock is alive and well in every city. It's just, you just have to get there.
Well, speaking of that, man, let's find out more about your band. Where can we go on the web? You guys got Twitter, you got Facebook. And I know right now that you can go to violencetovegas.com and download that track, Bulletproof, for free.
Yes, you can go to violencetovegas.com. The track is up there. It's even in WAV format. You can get the MP3. We threw that track up there just so everyone could have it for free. Yeah, we will have the record up. Hopefully the album will be coming out early this fall. We're so proud of this album, and it's taking forever to get it finished. But yeah, they can go to the website, violencetovegas.com, download that track. Obviously, Facebook, like the page. You get the download also for free right there.
You guys be safe out there, man. We'll keep in touch. Again, thank you so much for your time today.
Now, Sean, thank you, buddy. We'll talk soon.
Take care, bro.
What up? This is Jake from Violence to Vegas, and you're listening to my motherfucking main man, Sean. And this is our new track, Bulletproof, on Rockstar Radio.